We're here with Sarah Ford today, who is a member of the editor QA team and blogger extraordinaire, and she's going to show us Mad Dog.
So I'm going to show Marie, who you all know. She's a PM, a program manager, so program managers usually don't get a chance to see our world. So today I'm going to show Marie our Mad Dog system, which holds our test cases, does the runs, the analysis, things like that, R2 analysis, which I'll get to in a second. So I'm going to explain to Marie how the Mad Dog system works as if she was going to join the QA team tomorrow. So this is our, get Marie up in here. So this is our Mad Dog test case manager, which we call TCM. And all the things that I'm showing have been published on Scott G's blogs, which we'll provide a link to with these videos. So we have our test cases divided by areas. So all test cases, which is everything in practically DevDiv. But we're more interested in VS Core, which under VS Core is our editor nav and our editor test cases. And so what I want to focus here on is our nightly. So there's the editor nightly test cases. It has its own area, and if you notice there's a significant number of nightly test cases. There's actually 32 nightlies. All the other feature teams I've ever been on have only had like maybe 8 to 10 nightlies, so this is actually a pretty big feature set, which I'm starting to realize every day is just bigger and bigger. So there's actually a lot of nightly test cases. And so
So how do you decide how many nightlies you need for a particular feature area?
So I actually have a blog posting on what is a nightly and what defines a nightly. How often you run nightlies? Well, nightlies are run nightly whenever a build is produced. And one of the points of a nightly that determines like what should you put in the test case is you're looking for regressions. If anything is ever broken, you want the developer to immediately fix it. So, you know, if you can't create a project, obviously that's got to get fixed. Whereas, you know, maybe if it's like a priority 3 issue, it's you can't create a text file on the second try. Or you can't open a text file after you just saved it. Yeah, that's a pretty bad bug, but it's not like at a nightly. It doesn't completely block you. So you're looking for things that block you from testing and things that a developer needs to drop everything and go and fix this bug. So that kind of determines a nightly. So, when we look at it nightly, we have the scenarios listed out, and then the code for the scenarios. And one of the things about the scenarios that we're doing on the VS Core team is that I've been tasked with posting our nightlies on the blocks. And I just did that last night with a couple of the nightlies that I wrote. I picked a couple of the nightlies from the Core ID team that I wrote from scratch because I figured, hey, if I'm going to guinea pig this, I better do it with my own stuff that I created. And, you know, a couple of days later, someone walks into my office like, Sarah, why are you posting my test case scenarios on the blogsphere? So I just posted a couple, and I'm going to start working on posting as many as we can on the team blog. So definitely check that out and give me some feedback if how you want this presented, and how any suggestions that you have, any scenarios that you would like to see us cover more. So so this is our test case maintenance system. So being able to check in and keeping the test cases together. But let's talk about automation now. So one of the biggest parts of our job is every time there's a build, there's a nightly run, and then we go and analyze the run. So as you notice, I have about 30 test cases. How many QA people do we have in VS Core? Maybe like 40-ish, 30, 40 people. It was a pretty big team. And so let's say like they had 20 apiece. I mean, the number of test cases will slowly start to explode. Then you have all the different types of runs. So the number of test cases that you have to analyze, especially if there's a failure, can just become huge and take up a significant amount of your day. But let's take a look at the run object in Mad Dog. So what happens is the build is dropped. Mad Dog sees that the build has been dropped and will kick off a run. Then once the run has completed, the mail gets sent out to all the people that, hey, the run has completed, and you'll get a separate mail that, hey, you have failures that you have to analyze. And what we do is we have one person from the team that will go kind of scout to see if there is any global issues to kind of keep everyone from finding the same global issue. So they'll announce, oh, okay, there is this global issue affecting these test cases, and then the rest, you know, go ahead and do your analysis. So we're going to take a look at this run. So this is a run object. I get to see, okay, what SKU was it run against? what lab, and what build number. And we can see at a high level all the test cases from VS Core. And in this case, we had a 8% pass and 20% fail. And so let's go take a look at some of the failures. So I am going to see the failure. So let's see all my results, since I had about 30 test cases. So now what I do, this is exactly what we do. I do every day. I come in and see when the run is getting completed, and it's okay to analyze, click on the run object, and go straight for my results. And I see that I have one in red that means that it's unanalyzed, so it was a failure, and it has not already been analyzed, which we call auto-analysis, which I'll get to in a sec. Green means it passed, which, yay, it's good. And then yellow means it failed, but it was auto-analyzed. So what auto-analyze means is, let's say that I have a run, and so let's say it's build 10, and three test cases failed. And I've already analyzed these to a product bug. Well, then it run, when build 11 gets dropped and the nightlies are run, and those same three test cases failed, odds are they failed for the same reason. So what auto analysis does, it says, but we're going to automatically analyze, copy the analysis over to the next run so that the QA doesn't have to go back and do the extra work. So, and then the good thing about auto analysis is that you can, it's kind of like a dial, you can make it as strict or as lenient as possible. So some, and this is, comes into testing philosophy, where maybe if there's a, you know, the test case fails, some people say, don't even run the test case again because it takes too much time. Let's just get the nightlies cranked out as fast as we can. Other people say, well, there might be another bug that could have been introduced in build 11, so we'll auto-analyze it. We'll still run it, but we'll do the auto-analysis. And then you can make it even as strict as only auto-analyze if it's the exact same scenario that failed. So a test case can have multiple scenarios. Instead of a test case just saying, verify the text file opens, you can have a test case that says, verify basic text file functionality, which verifies opening, editing, saving, and closing. So that's what I mean by scenarios. So a test case can have multiple scenarios. It's just, it's for efficiency so that you don't have to get back to a known state every time you run every scenario. You just, you can clump them together for like end-to-end user scenarios. So let's take a look at this failure. So the first thing I do whenever there's a run comes out, I look for all the reds and I say, okay, this has been, this is a failure. So I want to see the result log. I want to see what happened. And one of, this is Backspace General Nightly, and I realized, wait, scenario 3 failed, and I only see 1, 2, and 3. That means that the test case, for some reason, bombed out. It didn't finish running, because I know that this test case has, like, around 10, 12 scenarios. So let's see what happened. So I see that pressing Backspace in the middle of the line removes previous character. So for some reason, Backspace failed in the middle of the line. So I'm going to expand this, and I see test case process did not terminate after completing, please investigate. Debian was still found running. For some reason, the test case aborted. And the shell was later shut down, because usually the test case would shut down the shell, Visual Studio, once it's completed. But something happened, the test case had to abort. It got into a state that I couldn't recover from. So we want to go check that out. So I can see that the machine that's available in the lab is VS Core Mad Dog 79. I click on this and I can see what state is in the machine. And it says that it's ready for test, which means that no one else is analyzing any results. If it said not available, then we know that, oh, okay, someone else has access to the machine. So what we're going to do is to take a little field trip through our lab. But before we do that, we want to take some notes because we don't want to come back here and figure out when machines are available. Because a lot of times what happens is you go down to the machine, but someone's beating you already to it, and then you have to come back to find out what other machines are available for the run. So I'm going to go back to the run object and check out machines. And I see that there are three that are available, and I'm just going to quickly copy down the names of these machines, 79, 104, and 110. They're all available, so in the next 2 to 3 minutes, we should be able to grab the machine. So let me lock out, and let's take our field trip.